I now want to take you to liturgical prayer, another form of prayer that we're all familiar with. And again, I have a chapter in the Yielding to Love, chapter 12 is on this topic. Knowing how helpful prepared prayers can be, the Church offers us prayers that help us as a community celebrate the Mass and the various sacraments. We're also invited to join our Christian brothers and sisters in offering morning and evening prayer, as well as prayer for other times during the day. This part of the liturgy is sometimes called the Prayer of the Hours or the Divine Office. It's a structured form of prayer which includes hymns, psalms, scripture readings, and prayers of petition. Pope Paul VI, in promulgating the new form, has this to say. Christian prayer is primarily the prayer of the entire community of humankind joined to Christ himself. Each individual has his or her part in this prayer, which is common to the one body, and it thus becomes the voice of the beloved spouse of Christ, putting into words the wishes and desires of the whole Christian people and making intercession for the necessities common to all humankind. It obtains its unity from the heart of Christ himself. Our Redeemer, as he himself had entered into life through prayer and sacrifice, wished that this should not cease throughout the ages in the mystical body, the Church. And so the official prayer of the Church is at the same time the very prayer which Christ himself, together with his body, addresses to the Father. Thus, when the divine office is said, our voices re-echo in Christ, and his voice echoes in us. And you may not be familiar with it. The book's obtainable from St. Paul's bookshop or whatever, and it's called The Prayer of the Church, and there's a morning prayer, prayer during the day, an evening prayer, and a night prayer. There's a lot more to the divine office than that, but that's the selection given in this one, and you might find it gives a rhythm to your day. My mother used to do it every day because it gave her a nice rhythm to the day of prayer, which is an old, ancient Christian practice. In his commentary on the writings of Teresa, this Father Marie Eugène, whom I referred to earlier, the Carmelite, writes this. And I'll conclude this liturgical prayer on this topic. Liturgical prayer, like every other prayer, is to be vivified by interior prayer. If the external movement that it imposes, think of the Mass for the moment, or sacrament, if the external movement that it imposes, if the art that it cultivates, the sustained attention that it requires, should hinder or even destroy the contemplation that it's meant to serve, the devotion that it should stimulate, or the interior spirit that it wants to express, it would be mere external worship that God could not accept. According to the words of Scripture, these people honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. The beginner must learn to pray with the Church, to enter into the majestic beauty of her ceremonies, to penetrate their symbolism and delight in her liturgical texts. We must above all seek in liturgical prayer the movements of the soul of Christ in the Church, listening to the movements of his spirit of love, and so learn in the school of Jesus Christ our Master his daily intimate and silent prayer. Very brief, but that's all I think the key points are probably there. When you go and the Church has already prepared prayers for us with the wisdom of ages in them, then we pray them, of course, but the essence is to connect with our heart to the prayer, or it becomes words, clutter. And it's very hard to slow people down saying the Our Father at Mass. And it's very hard to pray the Nicene Creed with any, I don't know, devotion.